Unit 1 Test, Part B, Audio 1. 1. Mary.
A few months ago, I was invited to a school reunion. Some of my old classmates were getting everyone together after 30 years. In the invitation, they promised that it would be an emotional experience where we could share our happiest memories of school. The thing is, I couldn't stand going to that school. I had a couple of good friends who I've kept in touch with, but the other students were just mean. I honestly couldn't see any reason to see them after all these years. I'm sure that if I'd gone, it would have brought back bad memories.
2. Brian.
As I've got older, I've found it harder to remember things. It's not a problem of long-term memory, because I can still remember events from my childhood. It's just that I've become more forgetful about the day-to-day things. For example, I'd arranged to meet a friend for lunch the other day, and it completely slipped my mind. I only realised what had happened when my friend called me to see where I was. I suppose it's all part of old age, so I don't think there's much I can do about it.
3. Diane.
My daughter, Gemma, is only 6, but it amazes me how good her memory is. We were recently looking at a photo of her when she was about 3. I'd taken it while we were waiting to get the bus home from somewhere. It wasn't a particularly special day, but my daughter had a near-perfect recall of everything that had happened. She could even remember the day the photo was taken. The funny thing is that if she has to remember to do something important, like not leave her bag at school, it goes in one ear and out the other.
4. Jordan.
I'm part of a theatre group, and I've been given a big role in a play with a lot of lines. I've got to learn them by heart, but I've been finding it really difficult. I was getting quite worried about it until I came across a webpage with some advice. The most useful tip was to write out your own lines on paper with one sentence on each line. The idea is to fold the paper so you can only read one line at a time. By doing that, it's easier for your brain to memorise each sentence. It's probably not the quickest way to learn your lines, but it seems to be working for me.
5. Anna.
We've had a Korean exchange student staying with us for the last few months. She's trying to learn English, but she doesn't know very much. She's been finding it hard to remember new vocabulary, and she's been getting quite frustrated. I wanted to help her, so I've started writing words on pieces of paper and putting them up around the house. For example, I've written the word television and stuck it to the TV. I think it's working pretty well, because every time she sees it, it refreshes her memory. She's remembering the words more easily, and she's definitely not as frustrated as before.